Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Omud Beis. We are on the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're really beginning now the section entitled Hilchos Megillah, the very last section in all of Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to begin with Simon Tof Resh Pei Vav, which deals with the halachos of Tainis Esther. We begin the very first Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Bechanaka Upurim, both by Chanukah and Purim, Mutu lisanos lifneim uleachreim. The Mechaber tells us there is no prohibition against fasting on the day before these holidays of Chanukah and Purim, nor on the day afterwards. Now, what was the problem? What would you think that should be not allowed? That's because in Megillas Tainis, which was a book of all the minor holidays that occurred to the Jewish people, that was written by Hananya ben Chizkia, the years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, so there was a whole listing of minor holidays in this sefer called Megillas Tainis, and you were prohibited to fast the day before and sometimes the day afterwards, to have Espedim the day before, sometimes the day afterwards, on these minor holidays because they needed Chizuk, as opposed to a Din Daraisa, a holiday that's a Daraisa, didn't need Chizuk. So even though Chanukah and Purim are Dinim Derabbanon, nevertheless, they don't need chizuk because they're from Divrei Sofrim. They're an earlier source, and therefore one is permitted to go and fast the day before and the day afterwards. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Aleph, V'chein behesped shari. Likewise, one can make a eulogy on these days, which again would be prohibited on many of these days of Megillas Tainis. Ubach Kosev, the Bach writes, the Bechanaka also l'sanus l'fonov. The Bechanaka, you're not allowed to go fast on the day before it, as opposed to, of course, on Tainis Esther, we do fast the day before Purim. V'chein ugam kein das ha-prichodosh. And that's the opinion of the prichodosh as well. Now, v'nei yesh no'agim l'sanus l'fei Chanaka t'muras Erev Rosh Chodesh. Some did have the custom to fast on Erev Chanaka because they wouldn't be able to fast on Chanaka on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Some people on Yom Kippur Katan, the day before Rosh Chodesh, have a custom to fast. And therefore, since they can't fast because it's Chanaka, so they had this custom to go fast the day before Chanaka. V'nei l'shanus b'nogim, that's the minhag, you don't have to change it. However, l'chatchila lo yinokein, that's not the normally accepted custom. B'al koponim also ligzor b'otan ha-tzibor. And certainly you can't be gozer or tanis on the tzibor on the day before Chanukah. Likewise, v'chein yom rishon d'yachah Chanukah, the day right after Chanukah, after yochid mortu l'shanus, suppose technically an individual could go and fast on that day, tanis tzibor also ligzor b'o. The chachamim shouldn't set a tanis tzibor for that day. The issue footnote number one brings down the reasoning behind that you're allowed to have a tainis lifneim v'achreim, that's not a problem with Purim and Chanukah. So in Simen Tof Kuf Ayin Gimel, we learned she'einam chamurim mishar yom ha'ksuvim Megillas Tainis. It's really, technically, the Chanukah and Purim aren't different than the other minor holidays in Megillas Tainis. Shebitlu, that they were nullified, umutu l'sanos b'em, therefore you could go and fast on those days. However, Chanukah and Purim atzman osu l'sanos. So the chiddush is that on Chanukah and Purim it still is forbidden to go and fast, whereas the days of Megillas Tainis, it is permitted to fast, because Chanukah and Purim have remained in their status of being holidays. Then he says, "V'tainis v'hesped yom yudale v'tesvav atzvam," to go and have a tainis on the 14th or the 15th day of Adar itself, on Purim or Shushan Purim. So Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Reish Tzadi Vav said that shasurim bein leperazim ubein lemukafim. That's also for anybody. Even if you're living in a non-walled city, you can't fast on the 15th, and if you're living in a walled city, you can't fast on the 14th. What about in other Rishon? This year's a leap year. So Shulchan Aruch also brings down there in Simen Tof Reish Tzadi Zayin that this is a machlokis, and the Ramah concludes, Shaminog hukidas hoseres, that you shouldn't go and have a fast on what we call Purim Katan in the first month of Adar, Yudalit and Tesvav. The issue footnote number two brings down, saying Tzidik Hadin lefnei Malachreim, on the day before or after Chanukah and Purim. So we learned in Simen Tof Reish Ayin that Dino kehesped shemuta. It's like a hesped which is allowed. And this is also in Simen Tov Kof Tes, Shomim Tzidik Adin, Berev Chanukah, Av Leach HaKatzos. You can do it even after Katzos. Well, in some, if somebody needs to be buried, then you would be allowed to go say Tzidik Adin. However, Tachnun, we don't say on Erev Purim, Shechol B'chol, on a weekday, or we don't say Tzidkoskol, Kishchol B'Shabbos. And furthermore, if somebody wants to be Machmer, not to make a hesped on the days before or after Chanukah and Purim, so Av Shenira Shein Lahachmer, even though you don't have to be machmir like this, because many poskim are mekel that you'd be allowed to make a hesped on these days. If you wish to, on the day before, you could be machmir and not make a hesped. Like there are those poskim that say that you shouldn't make a hesped on the day beforehand. Now, Dishu 103 brings down, why do we fast on the day before Purim, whereas we don't fast on the day before Chanukah? So the Bach brings down that even though Megillas Tainis was batel, mikomakom linyan Chanukah Purim lo batel Megillas Tainis at all. And therefore, the inyan isra Tainis lifneim, you really shouldn't be allowed to go and fast. However, lifnei Purim, mitchilo kachay so takonis chacham l'sanos Tanis Esther, Purim is different because that was part of the original setting up of Purim as a holiday. So even though Megillas Tainis has been batel, this din still applies by Purim. And finally, Dishuv number 4 brings down, people shouldn't change their custom. So he brings down from the Ber Heitev, Mishum Sheyesh Bezeh Chashash Neder, because it's a little bit like it's a neder that you would not fast on those days. And this is also the opinion of the Machzis HaShekel. The Kaf HaChaim writes, Shenoch HaLasos HaTorah, if you're going to fast, you should do a Torah Nedarim, and then you can go and fast, preferably on Chav Gimel B'Kislev. In order to get around any machlokas here, if you want to do a makeup day for not fasting on Yom Kippur Katan, do it on Chav Gimel. He says, but Frat, Shebein Ko V'Ko, who mocked him? You're making it earlier anyway, and you're not being Masana on Yom Kippur Katan, so why not do it on Chav Gimel rather than on Chav Talit? Now we're going to Siv Beis. The Machaber writes, Misanim B'Yud Gimel Yadar. We have Tainis Esther on the 13th day of the month of Adar. V'imchol Purim B'Echa B'Shabbos. If Purim comes out on Sunday, so we don't fast the day before, which is of course Shabbos, so then Makdim, and we move it up, L'Sanas B'Yom Chamishi, we move it up to Thursday. In general, we don't move up fast. We always push back Paronius. We push back a sad thing. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, not on Thursday. But here, because Tainis Esther is not a commemorative sad fast, so therefore there's no problem in pushing it forward. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Beis. Ki b'yemei Mordechai v'Esther nikalu b'yom yud gimel b'Adar l'ilochei v'lamad al Hashem. We fought on the 13th of Adar against Haman and his Amaleki colleagues, and therefore this was a great victory for the Jewish people that we were saving our lives. V'yitzrichim levakish rachmi v'sachnunim shi'azim Hashem l'inokim b'yavim. And what do you do when you're going into battle? So a Jewish person goes in fast and he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help to save their lives. And therefore, as opposed to other armies that may be, you know, building themselves up by eating pasta or whatever it is before they expend all that energy, so the Jewish people, we go and have a tainis the day before we go out to battle. Shekinomu Rabbi Sino Zal, as Chazal tell us, Shemosh Rabbeinu, all of a shalom, Yom Shinucham and Mamolek, Hoyimusane, the day that he fought with Amalek, he was fasting. And certainly, therefore, they fasted the day before they defeated their enemies, and therefore that's why we have a commemorative Tainis Esther for that reason as well. And therefore, that's where Tainis Esther really comes from. The Nikra Tainis Esther, why is it called Tainis Esther then? It has nothing to do with Esther. This is to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for us and he helps us on the times of our troubles. If we fast, and we do tshuva with all of our hearts, then Hashem will help us. Just like he did in those days. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, Mitam zeh shetaynis esther nikva zecher letaynis shebimim Mordechai the Esther. V'lo kishar taniyos shenikva midi hatzoro sheiru behen. It was made because to commemorate the fast that they did in those days, and not because of a tragedy that occurred. Therefore, ap bishar taniyos losim simchas nisun b'lel tanis. By other tanesim, we don't make a wedding on the night before the tanis. So, for example, we're coming up on Asar B'Teves right now. So, there's a whole discussion. Are you allowed to have a chasana on the night of Asar B'Teves? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mutul Aruch HaChuppah Vasuda B'Lel Tanis Esther Kerogel. That wouldn't be a problem to do it on the early Yud Gimel, on the night of the start of Tanis Esther, because it's not a sad day. And it's also brought down by others as well. I in the rest of this issue footnote. By the way, he points out that Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that it even would be okay, however, to do this on other Tanesim as well, with the one exception being Shavasa B'Tamas, because that already starts the 3 weeks, even though you haven't yet started fasting on the night of Shavasa B'Tamas, but that started the 3 weeks, and therefore we don't make a chasana there. Likewise, other restrictions that we normally have on a fast day don't apply to Tainis Esther. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you're allowed to wash yourself on Tainis Esther. That even people that would normally not wash on other Tainis Tzibur would be allowed to go and do this on Tainis Esther. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita adds, it's brought down the Ruvo Sefraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt, Shemutul is Stopper B'Tainis Esther. That you'd be allowed to even take a haircut on Tainis Esther. And likewise, listening to music. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Mutul Shmo Kli Zemer B'Tainis Esther. No problem listening to music on Tainis Esther. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagreed, and he says, Ein Roy Lishmo Nagina Mikli Zemer B'Yom HaTainis. It's not pasnish, it's not right to go and listen to music on Tainis Esther, even though it's not because of tsaros. Nevertheless, it's a Tainis, and therefore, don't listen to music. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Kippur, where he says that the Tainis, we move forward if Purim is on a Sunday, we move the Tainis forward to Thursday. So Mishnah Berurah says, Sukkot and Kippur, Abul Be'erev Shabbos ain't Kovim Tainis. We don't make a fast day on Friday. In fact, as Dishu footnote number 6 reminds us, the only time that you can have a fast on Friday is Asara B'Teves. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't ain't Kovim Tainis B'Tchila make Kovim Shabbos. We don't do it because of Kovim Shabbos. It's going to impinge on your ability to honor Shabbos by if you're fasting. Because you're going to be busy saying slichos and tachanunim over every Shabbos. Lo yitochin lasus kein. And we don't do this on every Shabbos. Lefisha lo yuchlu l'trol l'kov Shabbos. Because otherwise, it's going to cause you not to go and prepare everything well for Shabbos if you're spending your day saying slichos and tachanunim. However, the issue foot number 7 brings down another reason, and that's in Simon Reish Mem Tes, where we said k'deish lo yikones l'Shabbos kishumuna. You shouldn't go into Shabbos starving. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan brings down as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if somebody was on the road and he forgot it was a Tainis, and he ate on Thursday. So he comes home Thursday night, everybody else fasted. So then he would be allowed to go and fast on Erev Shabbos in that situation. The Maril adds, he wouldn't give the shear on Tainis Esther because everybody was busy taking care of all their Purim needs. Unless Purim was on a Sunday, then there'd be no problem in giving a shear because they were fasting on Thursday and it wouldn't be a problem. Because of El Yerabba, he adds from the El Yerabba, it appears to me, the El Yerabba says, the cause of my real yeshiva, that's that you shouldn't go and give the shear. That's a formal set shear of the yeshiva. I will leave on a chavu of the base of Medrash, and it will close it. But if people are learning the base Medrash, the aim is that kokach bitul trachitsud, that's not as difficult as like going to the yeshiva, which is further away apparently, are much more involved than somebody going to sit in shul and learning the base Medrash there. So then that wouldn't deploy. Furthermore, if Purim is on a Sunday, so we don't say Tzidkoscha after the Shemoneh Esrei by Mincha and Shabbos, that has the same halachas as Tachnun. Kimosha ain't omrim Tachnun be'erev Purim b'chol, just like you wouldn't say on Erev Purim Tachnun on a weekday, so kach ain't omrim Tzidik Adin. We don't say Tzidkoscha Tzedek b'Shabbos shu Erev Purim, which is when Purim is on a Sunday. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, Tainis Ze Eino Chova, this Tainis of Tainis Esther is not as much of an obligation as other fast days. Lokain Yesh Lo Hakel Bo Le'esat Tzarcha. Therefore, under extenuating circumstances, one can be Mekel. What are extenuating circumstances? The Ramah says, Kago Muboros, a pregnant woman, or Menikos, a nursing mother, or Lecholo Shebel Sakar, even a sick person who's not in such dire straits that it could be Pikuach Nefashos, so they could lose his life. And he says, even he has just a headache, his eyes are bothering him. If it's really bothering you, then you don't have to fast. And make it up at some other point in time. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalit, that, which he says, if you're mitzdarim, it goes back on the eye pain, you have eyes that bother you. However, not for the Muberis. Avu Muberis, Av Sheinu Mitzdaris, even if she's not in any discomfort, pregnant women don't fast on Tainis Esther. Eino Miss Ano. She doesn't have to go and fast. Kach Kosov Yeshuas Yaakov. That's the opinion of Yeshuas Yaakov. However, the Yerabba is Machmir Bezeh. The Yerabba is more Machmir on this. Ach Bioledis, Kol Shloshim, God will make her. But if she gave birth within 30 days, he also was very Mekel. Nowadays, the Minog in many places is to be much, much more Mekel for pregnant women on a fast day like Tainis Esther. And each person should obviously ask their Rav, and based upon the advice of the doctor as well, decide should a pregnant woman fast on Tainis Esther. Again, many are Mekel in this situation. The issue with an arm brings down if somebody has a headache. So we learned in Siman Tov Ayin, in regards to Tainis Bechoros and Erev Pesach, Sheino Tzorech L'Sanos, but the Sharet Zion wrote over there that we can learn from our Rama over here that it's only a mitzar harbe. You really have to be, it bothers you, the headache, in order not to fast. Likewise, if a person is a weak person, Adam Cholosh, Yodea, Shemachmas Chushoso, because of his weakness, Yashpia Lavatzom, Lamocharas L'Raw, he knows it's going to negatively impact him the next day, and he's going to be in bad shape on Purim, because he fasted on Tainis Esther, so the Das Torah writes, his name, Moshe Lusushuvas, Besom Rosh, Shepotim in the Sanus, he doesn't have to fast as well, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. The issue foot number 11 brings down the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, Shafilu Mubarus Menikos She'em Etzdarim Harbe. Pregnant women or nursing mothers, even if they're not in significant distress, Ein Tzrichos Zatzanos, they don't have to fast on Tainis Esther. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And the Divrei Yetziv, the Kleisenberger Zatzal, adds, Shevedor Shalono, nowadays, Shanoshim Chalushos, the women are much weaker than they were in previous years, Lekolat Deos Yesh Lahokel, Afilu B'stam Mubarus Lo Yisani, he says the blanket heter is that pregnant women don't have to go fast a tiny sester. Again, as I said, that seems to be the very commonly accepted opinion amongst the poskim. Furthermore, he adds, in situations where you're not supposed to fast, he says, a person shouldn't be machmer in this situation. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Hei, where if you didn't fast on Tainis Esther because you were mitzdar, such as the person with the eye pain or with a headache, so you have to make it up. Sivkon Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, La Yeshuas Yaakov, and now this is according to the Yeshuas Yaakov, Mistabra, the low koi, didn't say rak al kovi enayim. This only goes on the kovi enayim. Because he really should be fasting. Because his eyes are bothering him now, so it's okay not to fast. And then when his eye pain goes away, he should make up the tinnitus. As opposed to the pregnant woman or the nursing mother, they are essentially potter from fasting, even if they're not in distress, and therefore they don't have to go and make it up. However, the Bach's simple understanding, however, is not like that. We continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avo shar b'riyim, other healthy people, lo yifreshu ben atzibur. He brings down from the Chidusha Aguda, in the name of the Machzor Vitri, that if you're healthy, don't say, well, it's not that important a tinus. No, if the tzibur is fasting, a person should fast as well. And the Mishnah explains, lo yifreshu, in Sifkot and Vav, afilu ha'olich b'derech, even if somebody's traveling on the road, because of a tinus, and it'll be a little bit more difficult for him to fast while he's traveling. Nevertheless, he shouldn't be poresh ben atzibur. The issue footnote number 16 adds, V'chein me'ubaros v'menikos, the pregnant women and the nursing mothers, she'im mis'anos b'tainis Esther, that aren't fasting on tainis Esther, as we just said. So he brings down for the Eshel Rami b'chach, she'mikol mokom, nevertheless, yim atuk tzas b'achilush tzia. They should limit themselves, eat enough that the pregnancy or the nursing mother won't be impacted at all, but that's not the day to have chocolate cake, that's not the day to have a big party. Limit yourself in achilu v'shasiyah to what's necessary. So you shouldn't separate yourself from the tzibur. Everybody else is in distress. You shouldn't be having a party. Okay, you have to eat, you have to drink. Eat the minimal that you need to be okay and comfortable, but not more. And this was the opinion of Nissen Karlitz et al. And Ruchaim Kanievsky, Shlitol Havda Michaim Luchaim. And they say, Sha'af ha'pturim milisanos, liyafrish min atzibur. Somebody who is exempt from fasting, nevertheless, shouldn't separate themselves from the tzibur and have chocolate cake and have ice cream. V'chein lo yochlu ela kefi hadorish l'biyosim. They should only eat what they really need to eat. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein's Hatzal, as brought down by the Nitti Gavriel. Sha'af ha'pturim milisanos tanis esta. Somebody who is exempt from fasting on tanis esta, mikol mokom lo yochlu basar, shouldn't have meat. The issue for number 17 adds, that when Tainis Esther comes out on a Thursday because Purim is on a Sunday, then the Das Torah brings down, in the name of the Sefer, Zorcho Liavram, Sheish Lohokel, Lemisha Holech Bederech, Vatainis Koshlov. In such a situation, when it's a Nidcha, so then somebody who's traveling and the Tainis would really be difficult for them, doesn't have to fast. But you make it up. You don't have to fast on Thursday when you're traveling, but when you're not traveling on Friday, fast then. However, he brings down according to the Taz, and Lohokel Bezeklav. No, you should fast on Thursday, even though you're traveling. Given Shekvius HaTainis Hidavku Mil Chamishi, because the Tainis was set up in this situation for Thursday, Yom Shishi also Lasanis, we cover Shabbos. It's not proper to go fast because it wouldn't be a proper cover Shabbos to fast on a Friday. Omisha Kosha Lava Tainis Rosa Lechol Bisiyuma Kodim Kriyasa Megillah. If somebody wants to eat before the Megillah, so the Ramah will bring down in Simon Tofresh Sadi Beis, Sha also Lechol Kodim Kriyasa Megillah Gam Mima Tainis Kosha Lava. You shouldn't break your fast before you hear the Megillah, even though the tainus is hard on you. Although we'll learn more about these details, there may be some exceptions to this rule, as we'll see in Mitzvah when we get to Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Beis. Back to Ramah. The Ramah says, V'imchol Purim Yom Rishon, when Purim is on a Sunday, Shemestadim Yom Chamishi Shalafonim, and the fast of tainus is on Thursday, and we have a bris milah on Thursday, V'chol Bo Bris Milah, so then Mutu Lechol Ala Milah, then the people involved in the bris milah can go and eat, Ulamach Yom Shishi Yisanu Ochlim, and those people that broke their fast on Thursday because of the bris milah, they can make it up on Friday by fasting then. Brought down in the name of Hagos Minhagim. Now, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin explains, Hainu kol anashim akrum l'suda, anybody that went to the suda, spris bila. Vafilu yosim yasar, even if it's more than 10 people. Vafilu b'shachris, mitor lechol. And even if it's in the morning, you can go and eat then. Achein, kulon tzrichim l'sanos l'mocha. But they all have to go fast on Friday. As we just explained. And he says, Ayin in the Taz, El Yerab, Shulchokim al-Gozet. They disagree with the Ramah. V'daitam, the Kviyuso, the Tainiso, who davkul Yom Chamishi. They say, no, the fast is on Thursday in this situation. Akin asurim kulam lechob Yom Chamishi. So you're not allowed to go eat at the bris, the Asu Suda Belayla. You go make the bris sometime in the afternoon, and you break your fast at the Suda after the day is over. Okay, now Bali Bris, Miatzwa. But the Bal Bris, that's the Sanduk, the father of the baby, and the Moyel, Mutar lechov yom chamishi achar milah. They can eat right after the bris milah. And tzrich lesanos lemochav. They don't have to fast on Friday. V'chanal b'simin tovkuf nantes tivtes leidin tisha b'av. Likewise by tisha b'av. He said, look at the prima gadim. Shakasa that make lino kedaser ma. Lohir said, if you're holding like the Ramah, it's okay. V'chein b'morak tziyah b'shuas Yaakov. The scheme of the daser ma. They also agree. With this, we conclude today's share.